Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. I am excited to have our special guest here today, Mr. Keith Ivey. I'm going to call him our networking pro.
Okay.
Welcome, Mr. Ivey. How are you?
I'm wonderfully well today. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry. We missed out on that opportunity to speak with one another. Was that last week?
Maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really an unfortunate incident on 285 with that plane. Yeah, so it kind of interrupted some traffic situations here, but yeah, that was
unfortunate on a variety of levels.
Exactly. But on a lighter note, I guess I should say, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Well, I am a business associate with Legal Shield, so I basically spend a lot of time working with small business owners, helping them to protect their businesses, their families, and the families of their employees from all of the legal blindsides that can happen to them during, you know, a business day. So that's my job, that's my career, and that's my passion and my focus. Mm-hmm. But I also spend a great deal of time doing networking and producing networking events as well as a tool for building my business and helping other people build theirs.
Awesome. So tell us about some of these networking experiences that you offer.
Well, I basically host a couple of networking events. One is the one that is the first and third Wednesdays of every month, and it's the Kennesaw Area Business Networking Luncheon, and people could find that on Meetup. Everything I do is on Meetup except one thing, and it's on Eventbrite. But so on Meetup, you've got the Kennesaw Area Business Networking first and third. Mm-hmm. Second and fourth is the East Cobb Business Networking. Mm-hmm. And those two meet at restaurants. So it's first and third, second and fourth.
And so you're busy all month.
I'm busy all month. So every Wednesday there's something, unless there's a fifth Wednesday. But I also co-host with my business coach, Donna Lang. I co-host the Tip Club, which is a group that meets once a month, but we meet once a month in Alpharetta, once a month in Buckhead, and once a month in the Perimeter Mall area. So, you know,
what's Tip Club?
Tip Club is a closed networking group that is extremely focused on creating actionable items for people who come to that event. For instance, when you come to Tip Club at 7:30 in the morning, you bring your coffee, and when you leave at 9 o'clock, you will have met, you know, 25 or 30 brand new people that you had never met, and you will have actionable items with those people. So you will, during that period of time, you will have actually made appointments to see people. Mm-hmm. So Tip Club is extremely, extremely valuable to business owners and to account executives who work for business owners. And you can find Tip Club on Eventbrite.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I haven't heard of Tip Club. I guess it's not much like a B&I, because B&I is referral-based, right?
Right. It's in the same business category as B&I or PowerCore, but we don't promote, I don't talk much about it because it is promoted by Tip Club in New York.
Okay.
So they've got this huge database in Atlanta, so every month they're sending out invitations to people who are on the database, and that database keeps growing.
Wow.
And so on any, you know, on any Tip Club, there might be, say, 30 people in the room, of which only 7 or 8 are members.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got the vast majority are guests.
Right.
And so next month, a couple of those will join. Many of them will never come back. But if you're a member, next month you're going to have 20, 30 brand new people.
Wow.
So you're always in front of these large numbers of people, of whom some will become members, but most won't.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tip Club is great for building your personal network and your personal database.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting. I'm going to have to check that out.
I would love for you to come. I think you'd have a good time. all three of our groups are really, really dynamic. Buckhead's the oldest one, mm-hmm. and it's probably the largest, and Perimeter is the brand new one. So it's you know, got 20 people or so that come to that one. But
what about the, I'm sorry to interrupt you, what about the events that you host? Are those, is that a membership based, or is just is open for everyone?
Tip Club is the only one that is membership and that has a, it's closed and you can only visit twice. Mm-hmm. But the ones that I host at the Kennesaw Area Business Networking and the East Cobb, they're totally open to everybody. You must RSVP because there's a meal involved, and so I have to have a head count.
Okay.
But other than that, if you've got the interest, you RSVP, everybody's welcome to come to that.
Awesome. So as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, how important do you feel networking is for an entrepreneur?
Well, I don't know. I can't speak for all entrepreneurs, so I can only talk about myself. And I know for me, when I think about building my Legal Shield business, I have to ask, how am I going to do that? Mm-hmm. I want to get in front of business owners. The most difficult person to get in front of is a business owner.
Definitely.
Because that business owner, let's say they go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning and they work till 7 in the evening, they do not need me to walk in their building mm-hmm. to have something to do.
Mm-hmm. And add to that list, right?
Right. And I've been a business owner, you know, pretty much all my life, and I used to own a very large theatrical production company in California. And so I know what it's like to go to work early and work late and to be busy pretty much the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a policy, though, when I worked out in California. I had a policy. All my staff knew that if a salesperson or an account executive walked in my front door mm-hmm. and I could be interrupted, they were to interrupt me for 15 minutes.
Okay.
I gave every salesperson 15 minutes if
That's
I
awesome.
Could, because I figured that somebody someday is going to walk in my door with an idea mm-hmm. that revolutionizes my business. And
so
I don't want to miss that because I'm too busy.
So true.
And sometimes I would be too busy, but generally and of course, a lot of times I would talk to people who were real turkeys,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I only wasted 15 minutes or maybe even a little less.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally people would come in with incredible ideas and said, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look at building my business and I'm going to get in front of business owners, I don't want a cold call. I don't want to walk in cold, although occasionally I will do that. If I see a business and I've never been there, I may actually walk into that business and introduce myself and just see what happens. But the best way for me to get in front of a business owner is to meet their head of sales,
mm-hmm.
to meet one of their sharp account executives, and to see and let that be the beginning of the relationship that will lead me to the HR person or the business
right.
owner. So for me, networking is vital because mm-hmm. it is the way I build my business.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
So I guess you can definitely say that networking has been valuable to your business.
Oh, yeah. I'm in my third year with Legal Shield,
mm-hmm.
and this has been my best year. And it's also this month has been my very, very best month. My enrollments are up about 30% mm-hmm. over this time last year. And it's totally due to networking, but also me getting better at networking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the networking as a tool, it's me getting better at using that tool.
So I guess what are some tips on that? Because I know I have started getting out there in this networking world, and it's always that uncomfortable moment. You know, someone walks up to you and the first thing they say is, hi, what do you do? So, you know, it's kind of like if it's your first time, it's a little uncomfortable, you know. You give them the pitch, or you know, you give them your 30-second elevator spiel. But what do you do after that? You know, it's just that there's that awkward moment of silence.
Right. Yeah, networking can be very, very challenging for some people. And you ask anybody that knows me, and they would be very surprised to hear that I'm really shy.
Really?
I'm a loner, and
mm-hmm.
I'm shy. I live alone. I spend a lot of time alone. So I'm going to a networking event is just a thing I do.
Uh-huh.
I'm not always totally comfortable with it,
uh-huh.
but I overcome that because
you know it's vital.
I have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just one of the requirements. I figure being out of my comfort zone a lot is the way I grow personally and professionally.
I like that.
So when I go to a networking event, the first thing that matters to me, and I've made every mistake you can make in networking. So there's nothing anybody can do where nobody's ever said to me, I've made a mistake, and they tell me something that's original.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard an original idea. So the first mistake I used to make in networking was I went to everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was not very judicious in how I selected a group to go to because I didn't know what yardstick to use to measure the group. And so now, as I've done it more, I've learned that every group is not created equal.
True.
And I can't go to every group. And so I have to sort of pick and choose what I'm going to do. And so I had to create a way of evaluating groups mm-hmm. before I went.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm much better at picking and choosing the groups that I'm going to go to. I used to also go to groups because, you know, I would go to almost anything that I, you know, if it looked interesting, I would go. And I went, though, without an objective. I had no idea what was going to happen. It's going to be like Columbo. I'm going to walk in and see what happens. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you leave that networking group, sometimes you're not happy. You don't feel like something good happened because
right.
you didn't know what to expect and nothing happened. And so you leave like, well, that was sort of a waste of time and maybe money and gas. And,
mm-hmm.
and so now I know that when I go to this group that I have really worked hard to pick out, I know what I want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't leave until I've accomplished that.
Mm-hmm.
And once I've accomplished it, I probably leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh,
mission
okay,
accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
Right.
I'm moving on because there may be good TV on tonight.
Right.
I'm out of here. What do you do, though, when you walk in for the very first time? And my suggestion to people who don't like to network or for whom it is uncomfortable, especially women, because sometimes women are hesitant to go to a networking event alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so I encourage women to sort of buddy up and go together as two women. But to walk into a room, stop, look around, and pick out two or three people who look interesting.
Hmm.
And walk up to them and interrupt them and say, you know, you look like somebody I should know.
I like that.
And my name is, and if they don't respond to that, thank them and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have just risked something. And if people don't respond to personal risk, they're not the right people for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
And you just gave them a great compliment.
Absolutely.
Too.
But if they don't get it, if that doesn't flip their switch, you move on. And because there's going to be somebody in that room who goes, well, you may be right. I might be somebody you need to know. And you might. So let's chat.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to avoid giving elevator speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you listen to elevator speeches, you know, do your 60 seconds. And they usually start out with, I, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, in marketing, in sales, we all know that nobody cares what we do. You know, when I walk into a room, very few people are going to say, boy, I'm so glad Keith is here. I've been wanting Legal Shield now for a year, and I didn't even know who to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But he's here. I can enroll. That doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I wish it would,
right.
But that doesn't happen. So when I walk into a room and someone says, what do you do? I usually start with the word you. Or people.
Hmm.
So, in fact, when I'm standing in front of a group and doing my 60 seconds or 30-second pitch, I always start by saying, some of you need to get a will done.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you need to talk to an attorney about a legal issue, maybe very complex, maybe very simple, but there's something on your mind you'd really like to talk to an attorney about. Some of you need to have documents reviewed, something you're going to sign.
Mm-hmm.
And you would love an attorney to review it before you sign it. That's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
But none of you need a large hourly bill.
Mm. No one needs
and
that.
And that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So my focus at the beginning is on what you need
mm-hmm.
and what you need and what you need. And then my message is I facilitate getting your needs met.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to saying, hi, I'm Keith Ivey. I represent Legal Shield, and we do this, because nobody cares about that. They
mm-hmm.
care about what they need.
Mm-hmm.
So when you
That's
focus on that need first, then they are listening, and then you can say, does any of that interest you? Mm-hmm. And if they say, well, yeah, I need to get a will done. Well, let's set a time to sit down and talk about that. Mm-hmm. Or if they say, no, I'm pretty good. I'm, you know, how's the weather where you live? You know, okay, good. It was great meeting you. Mm-hmm. And you move on. So you don't have to spend time with everybody in the room.
Right.
You spend time with people who have resonated with what you're talking about.
Right. And I get that because you don't want to, quote unquote, waste your time with someone that's not your ideal candidate anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes in networking, we have this feeling that our objective is to go there and build relationships with everybody and, you know, get together and sit around and sing Kumbaya and, you know, and that's not what right. It's about. You know, when I'm a great believer in giving, but when I go to a networking event, the thing I'm giving is myself, my time, mm-hmm. my energy, my wisdom, and my company and what it offers. Mm-hmm. And if no one needs that, you know, if I'm talking to someone who doesn't respond to that, I don't feel a need to you know, beat them into submission.
Right.
And you know,
right. So
I want to spend time with people who go, yeah, I need that makes some sense to me. Let's mm-hmm. let's chat about that. Mm-hmm. I usually also end conversations if I've sort of liked the person. I end the conversation by saying this. I know a lot of people in networking groups. Mm-hmm. Is there anything or any person or any type of person that you've been really wanting to meet mm-hmm. that I may know? Mm-hmm. And if you tell me who or what that is, maybe I can connect you to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So what are some tips on following up? I know that's always a thing. You leave a networking event, you've had some conversations, you leave with a stack of business cards. What do you do with those cards?
Oh, that follow-up is the most difficult thing we do. And the reason it is because we don't schedule it. You know, when you're going to go to a networking event, you put it on your calendar.
Right.
7 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. What I've started doing that has made this sort of solve the problem is, let's say I do a networking event, like Wednesdays, big networking day for me. 9 till 11 on Thursday is network follow-up. Okay. It's on my calendar.
So the very next day.
Yeah, the next day. I know that I'm doing follow-up and nothing gets in the way of that. If mm-hmm. somebody wants to, you know, do something on Thursday,
it's
Thursday afternoon,
happen.
It's right. It's not going to happen because I've got to, if I don't do that, then I wasted all of that energy.
So
but
true.
I also tarnished my brand. Mm-hmm. You know, like right now, last week I met a guy at a networking event on Friday, I think it was. No, Thursday. And I was going to call him on Friday. Mm-hmm. And he said, call me at 4 o'clock. So I had a dental appointment at 2. Mm-hmm. And I figured I'll be done with my dental appointment certainly by 4. Well, as often the case, it ran late. So now it's 2:30. I get into the 2:30 appointment, and what I thought was a, you know, just a small problem mm-hmm. turned into oral surgery.
Oh, wow, the same day.
The same day. So wow. I did not get out of that appointment until 6.
Wow.
And I was in pain. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't call
him. You didn't feel like calling, did you?
Well, I figured by now, and also I've got, you know, Novocaine,
right.
and I've had gas,
uh-huh,
you know, so
right.
so I'm a little loopy,
uh-huh.
and so I did not call him, and I felt guilty because I had committed to call him at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. He had said he's interested in enrolling in Legal Shield, and so he is an A prospect mm-hmm. who has expressed interest, and I have failed.
Oh.
I've got a good reason, mm-hmm. But still, so I called him on Monday, and you could almost tell yesterday that he was a little torqued.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm in a meeting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he thinks at the moment, you know, it's funny, we all, anytime we have a chance to jump to a conclusion, we jump to the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's jumped to the conclusion that I forgot him or that I'm just not very good at my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got to go back and reestablish now my relationship with him. I hate doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's bothersome, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why follow-up is so important, because mm-hmm. my personal brand is tied into my behavior. And how I do the little things, like follow-up, I think are how I do the big things, like all sorts of relationships.
Right, right. And you don't want them to judge you based up off of that very first experience.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Or if they do judge you, you want it to be something positive.
Right. I want them to know. You know, when people say, what is the thing I want to be known for? I want to be known for dependability mm-hmm. and competence. Mm-hmm. And you can't be dependable. You can't have that brand if you're not following up.
So true.
Yeah. You know? So true. And so follow-up is vital. I figure if I've got an hour networking, I've got an hour in follow-up. Mm-hmm. So when I get home at night, when I get into my car, I've taken all of my business cards and I put an A, B, or C on them. So I label them with a Sharpie. Mm-hmm. And then I put them into a baggie. Mm. And on that baggie, I have written the name of the group and the date. Mm-hmm. Because if I don't do that, those cards will just go flying everywhere.
Yep.
So now when I get home, I've got a baggie filled with cards. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow morning, I can put those out on my desk and sort them into A's, B's, and C's. A's are people who expressed interest, mm-hmm. and I've got to call them back today. Mm-hmm. B's are people who might be people who were less excited about talking. Mm-hmm. And C's are people that had no interest in Legal Shield or in me, mm-hmm. but they bring something to the party that's unique. Mm-hmm. And they're people I want to stay in touch with because you may need to meet. You know, I may not need them, but you may need
right.
them. So these are the people I start connecting people mm-hmm. with.
I like that. So yeah. You kind of, you're the connector in a sense as well.
Well, yeah, I think there's great value in being known as somebody who has resources. You know, I'm
right.
always getting emails from people in my KABN group. Mm-hmm. Other day, a girl sends me an email that says, I need someone who can install a garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So I type it out. I sent that to 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Within 10 minutes, I've got four names.
Wow.
So I send her back four names. Within 20 minutes, she has somebody coming to her house to install a garbage disposal.
Awesome.
That's networking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the power of networking.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more people that I know and the more people that are in my list,
right,
the better it is that they're going to have a better chance of getting a referral for
so
something.
That's so powerful.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like it's definitely worth its weight in gold.
Absolutely,
that's amazing. So I need to stick with you so I can become so I can become the next pro. But I really like that idea with the baggies. That's an awesome idea because I find myself going home and I have these cards. And if I happen to forget to follow up next week, I'm looking at this card and I'm, you know, who is this person?
Right, especially if you see the same card from a variety of groups,
mm-hmm.
and I'll say, okay, what group was this? I know
right.
who the person is, but what group did I see
mm-hmm.
them in?
Mm-hmm.
And now, what am I going to do? Do you know? A lot of us use CRMs, client or contact relationship managers,
mm-hmm.
you know, software. When do you put a person into a CRM?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when do you do that with everybody? Or no, I don't do that with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I do it with people who are responding.
Right, right. I mean, because otherwise it doesn't really make much sense to put them in there because there may not be an actual relationship.
That's right. And it's mm-hmm. also very time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. These are great tips. I love this. I'm so glad that this is going to be recorded so I can go back and take some notes. I can't take any notes right now.
Yeah. Neither can I.
Right. So you're going to
I want to go back and see what I said.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So thank you so much for joining us. I know we spoke privately about some things that you're planning on doing in the future. As far as, you know, other network, hosting other events. So I would love to have you back on to talk about that when things start going.
I would love to.
Yeah, because I don't think, especially myself, you know, as an entrepreneur, I wish I would have started networking a long time ago. Because, you know, like we said, it's so powerful. You know, not that you want to be this omnipotent, powerful person, but having those contacts and being able to make those referrals and be able to make those connections, like that is so, it's precious. It's invaluable. You can't put a dollar amount
That's
on
right.
that.
But also it takes people a while to get turned on by what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I've enrolled people this year mm-hmm. who have heard me talk about Legal Shield for the 2 years prior.
Mm-hmm.
but it wasn't time for them
right.
yet.
Right. You never know.
And so you just don't know. Sometimes people don't enroll in Legal Shield until something happens and they go, oh, I need that.
Right.
And so, the best time to get Legal Shield is when you don't need it, but the next best time is when you do.
Right.
So that's fine. But
I think that goes back to following up also. You don't want them to forget about you.
So that's right.
They may not have an interest now. You send them another message some months from now or next year because you never know when they'll need your services.
That's right. Yeah.
Great.
Well, someone once said, the best time to have started doing anything was 20 years ago.
Right.
The next best time is today.
Exactly.
And today's all we've got. So, we pucker up, kiss the past goodbye, and we start today
move on. Right.
And see what happens. Because, 10 years from now, they'll still be 10 years from now.
Exactly. Yeah. I like that. Well, thank you so much for your insight. I look forward to having you back on the
My
show
pleasure.
Soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you. So, if the listeners want to know more about you, how can they find out more about you and everything that you do?
Well, they can go to my website. It's Keith Connects You, the letter U, so keithconnectsyou.com. Mm-hmm. And that is my Legal Shield website.
Okay, great. Thank you so much again.
My pleasure. This was fun.
Good. This is Lanice Williams. I am signing off again on another episode of Business Radio X Cobb County, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.